Imagine this. You're in your booth. You're in your booth. And you're working on an audition. And I'm sure you've experienced this before. You say the lines that are in the audition. Blah, 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 blah. And it seems kind of bland. Right? There's lines that are there. You understand the character, the name. You're in alignment with who they are, what they do. And you say the words that are there, but it's right? It's just mid, as the cool people call it today. It's just mid, whatever. And it wasn't necessarily authentically to you fun. It was just I'd like you to say new choice to yourself in that moment. Whenever you come across an audition opportunity and you put down your takes and you edit your lines together and you're listening back and you're like, it's okay. Or in the booth, in the moment, whenever you have the freedom and the availability and the ability to say new choice. What if this scene was between the principal and the high school students who's trying to get her to go to, you're saying these words. What if it was more important? What if Kyra doesn't graduate, the Yakuza will come down and kill your family? Because we live in that town, right, Price? All of a sudden becomes more important. And maybe in your plea, in that line that says, please, Kyra, whatever line it is, you have to go to college. Maybe that line will come out more passionate. Without being more passionate, because there's a reasonable expectation and a motivation underneath it. As you take her shoulder and shake her, have to go to college. And Kyra's like, "What do you want from me? I don't know, right?" And if that idea of ooh, new choice, ooh, what about this type of a story where this happens makes you, the actor, go, ooh, right? Because it's a awesome freaking idea, right? And you take that idea with those lines and you do it. And immediately after, you're laughing, chuckling, or that delivery felt to you, genuinely felt to you, better than the previous take. Maybe you say new choice again and change. Maybe Kyra is not a high school student anymore. Maybe Kyra is the PE teacher and the principal's here testing the PE teacher on her capability to be a PE teacher. And now the story takes this other interesting direction and twist because you said new choice. And if you, the actor, find that story to be more fun to be in, where you take this sinister joy about making your employees run around the track backwards and you're sitting on the hill, I've got the power. If that's the story that you find yourself in and it's fun and enjoyable to you, guess what? That performance is gonna be fun and enjoyable to listen to. because the audition line and the specs that they give you is never, never, never a complete picture. Never is. There's always things missing. And you have the authority as the actor to establish, to choose the other missing components to fill in the story so that it's real to you and the authenticity come out, right? And as long as we're plugging the holes of the Swiss cheese with our own cheeses, if you know what I'm talking about, thank you. As long as we're plugging in the holes of the Swiss cheese in this manner, why not choose that one orange-colored one with hair growing out of it to see what it looks like and smells like in this story? Because it could be fun. You say new choice and you plug it in, you take a bite and you go, that's pretty awesome. Because you yourself are grinning and laughing inside the booth by yourself. This is awesome. But it's those moments of self-imposed levity and enjoyment and happiness and fun that translates over the proper words you're saying in this MP3. The unmistakable, distinct sense that this other human being in this MP3 is enjoying herself as the character in this story, enjoying themselves. Certainly going to be more noticeable than the rest of the MP3s who are saying the words correctly in their superimposed emotion of whatever you're supposed to be. But should you create instead a story, relationship, location, and conflict, and then you do it, and then you ask yourself, was that fun for me? Genuine. And no one's watching you. Was it fun for you? No one's watching you. No one's judging you. You ask yourself, was that fun to do? You'll know, won't you? And if it was like, it's not good enough to send out. It's not good enough to send out in your audition. You must make a new choice in the story. What choice? The ones that make you have fun. The ones that genuinely motivate you to say the lines the way that you imagine that you would, because this story that you're in seems interesting and fun to engage with. And you'll do it, won't you? And then you'll say to yourself, that was awesome. That's the take that you send. And you move on to line two. And rinse and repeat for take two. Something totally crazy, right? New choice. Regardless of whatever you may land, the story has to have relationship, location, and conflict. Every story must have those three things. Every story. And while it is up to us to choose what kind of stories we're telling by ourselves inside our booth, we might as well make it ours and play the fun story that we've got inside our imagination instead of just saying the words correctly. And I promise, oh gosh, I promise, if you're having fun, the people that are listening, the people that are in charge of making these decisions are also gonna hear it too. And what casting director, what director doesn't want to work with actors who are fun, who have the capacity to have fun? And if you can demonstrate that in an MP3, even better. So I say to you, as we move forward, as you move forward in your journey, me too as well. It's literally what I do. New choice in my mind. I don't say it out loud anymore, but you could. New choice, right? And make some new choices about the relationship. Because the principal who despises Kyra because he has had her in his school for the past 4 years and she's been nothing but a thorn on his side every single day, is going to feel a certain way and that story is going to go a certain direction. New choice. Maybe out of the goodness of your heart, Principal Price, maybe one day we decide to care for Kyra because something happened yesterday where somebody forgave you for whatever and it made you realize, oh, I've been a jerk this whole time to Kyra. Now that story has a different tone and a delivery and a purpose and its own flavor of fun. Same thing. Maybe Kyra, the student, hates the principal. Oh, that guy again. But maybe there's a change of heart today. Because for whatever reason, and as the principal gets up out of his bench, and he's an old man, and you suddenly feel bad because your dad was the same way. And now we have a different story. Right? In these ways, new choice is a powerful tool that motivates the human on the inside to bring out these stories that we want to be a part of. I talked about this in a video a few weeks ago, I think. Sometimes there's these social media accounts that ask you, or people that ask you, if you could voice a character in whatever video game that you could choose, which one would you want to be in or whatever? And people go, oh, I want to be in Pokemon. I want to be in Genshin Impact. I want to be in Fire Emblem. Da 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 da. Well, be in it. Say new choice and be in it. No one's stopping you, right? No one's stopping you. Create the world of that IP that you're in it and be in it. create the story in which your character says these things to that one character that you know in outside the Inazuman Temple and say it. Because it's fun. For you. Not for anybody else, but for you. Because it's fun. And above and beyond the importance of being able to say the words correctly, above and beyond that, what's more important is your willingness to play. And that you enjoy this process and that you have fun. That's what you want to demonstrate in that MP3 way more than how well you can read, in my opinion.